This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Stimulus is positive for grain price potential. Fresh market news has been relatively fast-flowing as of late. Grains are testing key levels on the charts, and a steady stream of fundamental data continues to provide storylines for trading. Outside markets are also active into the end of the year, and investors see new opportunities created by stimulus policies from Congress and the Federal Reserve. With all of the extra money sloshing around in financial markets at the moment, traders are left to wonder where these dollars will eventually be parked for investment. Bullish themes have recently emerged for electric vehicle stocks such as Tesla, communication technology companies like Zoom, digital currency assets like Bitcoin, online retailers like Amazon, and biopharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, for example. But stocks are not the only market benefiting from recent capital rotation as the dollar slides weaker and interest rates hover next to zero. Investors are now chasing better return in commodities like metals and agriculture. Commodities are seen as a hedge against inflation expectations that are rising again due to the lower interest rates, lower dollar, higher fiscal spending, higher money supply environment that dominates in the COVID economic recovery. Let's review why the grains and ag commodities should look particularly attractive to investors who are ready to put new capital to work in 2021. Processors just reported record soybean crush volumes for last month, and weekly soybean export sales have been reaccelerating, even though a few big flash sales have been announced on the daily reports. China is said to be giving more of its early 2021 soybean business to U.S. exporters as the timeline for Brazil's harvest is pushed back. China is also taking in massive corn shipments from the United States to replace domestic corn inventories that are at record prices. Weather conditions in the Mato Grosso have taken a turn for the better this December, but production concerns remain as meteorologists warn that La Nina still has time to strengthen. Traders are talking about the annual crop production report that is fast approaching on January 12th, while there is also steady increasing attention being placed in expectations for the next planting season. There's been a refreshing return of focus on the core fundamentals, while traders are seemingly placing more confidence in chart signals again. Ag market bulls may have their convictions emboldened depending on the outcomes of ongoing technical tests. Corn futures are in an ascending trend. Small gains for a volume and open interest help boost momentum in a move toward corn's next continuous chart high of 464 and a quarter. The next major resistance in soybeans is in place near $13. We can talk about technicals or about grain traders being focused on fundamental items like crush performance, export pace, South American weather, or next year's planting intentions. That is a positive development considering the alternative concerns like coronavirus and politics that could otherwise dominate sentiment. The broader macroeconomic environment will remain friendly for markets if the Federal Reserve Bank has anything to say about it. Seemingly successful so far, but also seen as a major future vulnerability for the economy, the central bank's unprecedented expansion of the money supply in response to the coronavirus recession may deserve most credit for current strong performances across U.S. financial markets. Already having increased the U.S. money supply by more than 65% since the start of 2020, the Fed is committed to $120 billion in asset purchases per month. The grains have charged higher recently with help from bullish fundamental shifts and positive technical setups, while also enjoying tailwinds from record high stock prices, record low interest rates, and falling prices for the dollar. The new government administration is expected to join the central bank in a continued effort to accommodate the economy's recovery by using stimulus moves that may eventually end up backing alongside of additional investment in markets like ag commodities. With all this money flowing through asset classes of the economy, it is hard to believe that over 50 million Americans do not have food security. Close to 43 million Americans are getting food stamps. The Census Bureau does a pulse poll, and it found that 13% of Americans did not have enough to eat in the last 7 days. Thank goodness that this is not for lack of food in this country. This has been a lost income-related nutritional challenge that will only abate when the economy recovers. Even this new tranche of COVID aid just buys more time for the economic recovery to happen. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.